Hi, this is Melissa from Shippensburg. You know, Rick nailed it with the marriage. It was years ago in a spiritual formation class that I had where the assignment was that I needed to spend 24 hours in solitude with God. As an extreme extrovert, I had great anxiety about this. God had always spoken to me, but it was usually during a church service. It was usually during some type of revival where I had people, where the intensity of the intimacy would really, really get heavy. We would move on to a different portion of the service, if you understand what I mean. So I was really, really absolutely terrified and full of anxiety about the intimacy with God. How intense would that be? How emotional would I be? And I did not want to go. However, this was a requirement for my class. And so, you know, I gathered in my friends and my mentors and asked them to pray with me. We talked about my anxieties. And when I went, I didn't realize this was going to be so emotional for me. To go back and think about the way God's worked in your life, it can be really powerful. So anyway, I prayed with my friend about the anxieties that I was having, the concern that I had, the reason why I didn't want to spend so much time alone with our Father. And when I went, you know, my first prayer to him was, Lord, be gentle. You know, and in that time with him and reading his word, and I realized, you know, there's all different kinds of relationships. I have a relationship with my bank teller. You know, she knows me. She knows what I do for a living. I say hi. I know that she has children, and that is about it. And too many people, I find, and as with myself, you know, I had a relationship with God, but I didn't have anything intimate. And as Rick was talking about his wife, you know, the intimacy that we share when we are in a relationship with our spouses, and even when we go back to the beginning days, when we wanted to know everything. You know, I remember the joy of just sitting at my husband's parents' house and them telling me stories about when he was a child, because it gave me a glimpse of his story. And our relationship became more intimate because I became to know him more. And so in this time that I had with God in this 24 hours that was absolutely transformational, my time in the Word and in prayer and in meditation became more of a delight than a duty. Up to that point, it was always I spun in the vicious cycle of, you know, I'm a good Christian, so I need to read the daily bread. You know, I'm a good Christian. I need to stop for more than 2 seconds to pray and, you know, and just to meditate. And so I was going through the motions that you're supposed to do to have a daily devotion rather than having a desire to spend time with the one who loved me first. And the intimacy, you know, God's gentle when you ask him to be gentle. When you continue to ignore him, he sometimes gets a little more forceful. But, so the transforming idea of intimate and relationship and what kind of relationship the Father desired to have, wow, you know, the fact that he would desire to spend time with me was very, very powerful. And in the midst of my mess, and that he could handle the anxieties that I had. And his word was just a way for me to get to know him. It's more than him knowing me. It's me wanting to know him. And that in itself has been transformational.